It's expected the major grain storage sites across the state will be experiencing lengthy delays this harvest. Farmers are now putting contingency plans in place to minimise holdups in the paddock. Grain industry consultant Chris Hinges.
Do you put a contingency of, you know, silo bags on farm, or do I go and get another carrier in and get more grain into the system? You know, every farm will be different here, but you need to be thinking about what is it we need to be doing as we run into harvest, because we could be 8 weeks from harvest and, you know, it's just around the door.
Well, looking at the sites now, are pretty much most of the Glencore sites or Viterra sites cleaned out?
The good thing about bunker storage is that when you drive past, you can actually see where they're at. And a lot of the sites clearly have seen stocks dissipate. And the information we have is that we will start harvest with a very, very tight balance sheet on stock. And that's really good for probably, particularly for November. Until those storages start to fill up, we'll be carrying out very minimal stock is our information.
So which sites do you think will be potentially choked this season or this harvest?
Oh, look, it's going to be the obvious ones, really. I mean, you could run around the state and you could sort of say, you could start at, you know, Tarlin Bend, you can go to Roseworthy, you can go to Bowman, Snowtown, Gladstone, Arno Bay, you know, Cummins, Lock, Rudow. You know, those are the sort of sites where you're going to see congestion. And largely because infrastructure now and freight is getting more efficient, headers are getting more efficient, and some of these sites are more efficient to actually receive grain versus some of your old cell-type facilities. So, you know, I think the industry will quickly move to some of these sites, but, you know, they're also the big bunker sites, and segregations are going to be an issue, and people are just going to have to work it out as we get closer to the day.
That's grain industry consultant from Rural Directions, Chris Hinges. Well, pascoville farmer Daniel Pridham says he's concerned about the potential backlog at sites this harvest, particularly at Wallaroo.
Yeah, I'm trying not to pull my hair out at the moment, which little hair I've got left, but coming off the back of a strategic site or local silo meeting a couple of weeks ago, I think it's going to be very interesting what takes place. Who knows?
What was said at the meeting?
I don't know whether I could repeat it on air, Annabelle. Look, it was all pretty good. It's just, I know it's going to get slow. But I think everybody's got to try and not get heated, and, you know, that's where arguments will start. I think, personally, farmers around here are thinking of about what they can do themselves on-farm storage-wise. You know, there's even bunkers going in locally on farms and the use of grain sheds, and we've obviously thought about all that and trying to get a plan in place.
Did Glencore give you any indication that they're going to do things differently to make it a little bit more efficient?
I'm just hoping, personally, that Glencore can take action whereby they can lower freight rates in all other areas around the Mid-North and so forth, so that it's inviting for all of those growers up around Red Hill, Gladstone, up around Bullaroo to cart into their local site. We had issues last year at Wallaroo where we were getting a lot of grain from the Mid-North into Wallaroo, but it was just clogging up a system down here at Wallaroo that's already very slow as it is.
How much tonnage-wise is expected to go through the system at Wallaroo this year?
At the meeting the other night, Annabelle, we were talking about last year's total, I'm sure, was around 560,000 tonne into Wallaroo. And at the moment, we are estimating anywhere between 700,000 and 900,000 ton. But at that 560,000 ton limit last year, the system at Wallaroo was full. So
they've got really nowhere to put it.
No, although we're going into a year at Wallaroo at the moment with hopefully will be a low carryover. That should be of a bit of help, hopefully.